Bring back Sammy Morris. Did you ever see the movie North Dallas 40?
No,
Nick Nolte.
Somebody just asked me about that. I don't know why that.
The reason I say that is that you remind me of Nick Nolte in North Dallas 40
on
today.
A Monday morning.
Did you ask me that already?
No, I didn't. No, I was just asking you if this was how you normally feel on a Monday.
Wow.
But
yeah, somebody actually just asked, like recently, just asked me that.
No, I
great movie. It's a great movie. Great really? Football movie. Yeah. Huh.
But Nick Nolte in North Dallas 40.
Yeah.
I thought of you today because you're moving a little slow, a little creaky.
Yeah, it's kind of a typical Monday.
I was asking you off the air. I'll ask on. Does the cold make it worse? I think of a guy hitting a baseball at Fenway Park in April, and you foul one off, and imagine it's like having bees in your hands. When you're hitting a linebacker head-on and it's, you know, cold and crummy, is it worse?
I think it can be. I think there's, you know, some of the other, you know, either collisions or tackles or just, you know, times you fall on the ground. Some of those that typically wouldn't hurt, you know, you just end up feeling those. You know, a little more so in the game, and I mean, obviously, it doesn't help. You know that the turf is frozen, so it's kind of. I mean, a lot of times those hits are actually like landing on the turf is actually worse than the actual collision itself.
Are you guys watching the scoreboard at this time of year? We talked to Chris Baker about it. Matt Light talked a little bit about it yesterday, and given all the different playoff possibilities, guys talked about it after the game. You know, you guys came in the locker room. You saw Miami had, you know, forced overtime. You saw the Jets had lost. Do you guys look at those on field? I mean, are you guys talking about it on the sidelines?
I don't think so much. Not so much necessarily in the sideline. And maybe if it was, you know, like 35-3 in the fourth quarter, maybe, you know, something like that. And then you kind of look up and see, and then, you know, maybe then it'd be a little more conversation about on the sideline. But I think, you know, typically it's kind of, you know, you get a glance and you just kind of, you know, take it in for what it's worth. But, you know, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we still have to take care of our business at the, you know, in that game. And I think the, you know, I guess, you know, the position that we're in now, you know, if we just win, we don't, you know, need to worry about all the other stuff.
I was thinking you've been in the AFC East for a long time. You've been to Buffalo in good weather and bad weather and probably more bad than good. Mm-hmm. All things considered, you had to think that was a gift yesterday for Buffalo this late in December.
Yeah, that actually wasn't bad at all. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously it was pretty chilly, but once you get running around, the temperature, well, for me isn't that much of a factor, you know, and like you know, I mean, it couldn't be any worse. I mean, it'd take a lot to be worse than we played in up there last year, which is the worst that I've ever seen it in Buffalo.
I've never seen anything like that anywhere.
Yeah, that's I mean, it's,
I think you guys only attempted 8 passes.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, and even that was a stretch. You know, I think it was, you know, kind of just a flip of the coin with that. But, yeah, that was, I mean, by far the worst conditions I've ever seen.
You guys generally don't make concessions to the weather in game plans, though, do you? I mean, there, obviously, things had to change based on 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. But generally speaking, your game plan, you don't say, okay, if it snows, we're going to do this, but if it's okay, we're going to do that. It's the same game plan, right?
You know, I mean, maybe for the most part, I think, you know, I think obviously, you know, maybe the rain would, you know, present some kind of limitations and, you know, in you know, snow as well. But, you know, I mean, for the most part, we kind of take what the game gives us and, you know, we kind of go in and, you know, and that's, and I think that's one of the things about, you know, playing the NFL is you have to be flexible and, you know, be willing and be able to, you know, to adjust on the fly.
You guys were 2-for-3 in the red zone, yesterday. How much of a, obviously it's a point of emphasis every week, but what were you doing yesterday that maybe you weren't doing earlier in the season? I know that's been it's been a big thing for you guys this year. I know you guys have struggled in the red zone at times. What were you doing yesterday that maybe you weren't doing earlier in the season?
I mean, I don't think it was anything different, you know, schematically speaking. I think, you know, I mean, I said, you know, every week, it just boils down to execution. It's, you know, we have our you know, we go in with our game plan and it's just, you know, and we have, you know, good plays drawn up and it's just, you know, it's just a matter of executing across the board. You know, whether it was, you know, a block up front, a missed block by the back or a route by the receiver, a pass or, you know, whatever it may be. You know, there's just, you know, just certain things that were happening, unfortunate things that were happening for us, you know, that limited our production in the red zone.
Did you ever foresee yourself as a fullback in the National Football League? Because, boy, you seem to be that a lot this year.
Yeah, you know, I don't I've always, you know, kind of prided myself on being versatile. And, you know, when I first got drafted, I remember I was actually drafted as a fullback, but ended up playing tailback my rookie year. You know, I was compared a lot to Larry Sanders, which, you know, had the opportunity to play with in Buffalo, and he ended up coming here, getting a ring. And, you know, he lives in the Dallas area as well. So, I've told Kevin and I, Falk, have talked a lot about it. And, you know, if you ask anybody in the locker room, that, you know, they'll say, you know, that they're willing to do what it takes, you know, to help the team win and do what the coaches ask of them. And, you know, I happen to be presented with that opportunity and, you know, can't do anything but relish opportunity.
I didn't realize you were drafted as a fullback coming out of college.
Yep, I was the lightest back in the backfield at the time too. It was we had Antoine.
Yeah,
Smith.
You don't look like a fullback though. What I think of a fullback.
Yeah, I mean, we had Antoine Smith, Jonathan Linton, and Sean Bryson, who were all over, like, you know, 235 at least, and, you know, I was probably like 215, 216 at the time. And but yeah, you know, I think a lot of it is you know, just realizing that, you know, that I'm not, you know, a typical, you know, I play with Sam Gash as well. I'm not a, you know, Sam Gash type fullback, but, you know, what I try to do is use the, you know, my strength and speed to kind of get on the blocks faster and then kind of, you know, sustain them that way.
How difficult is it to work with an offensive line like you've had to deal with this year? And I'm not trying to, you know, give them a hard time, but how difficult is it when you have guys moving in and out, when you have different right tackles, when you have different left tackles? Dan Conley was in there yesterday. He's been in there the last few games at right guard as a running back. How important is that relationship between you guys, and how important is it for you to develop so you can look at an offensive lineman and you see, I know this guy. I've played with him before. I know when I hit this hole, I know I'm going to be able to get some yardage.
Well, I don't you know, I guess first I wouldn't, you know, think of it as being difficult. I, you know, I just kind of look at it as, you know, we know who, you know, the linemen, we know our personnel, and we know that they're all capable of making the blocks, you know. So, you know, whatever the, you know, whatever that scheme is drawn up to do on whatever the play may be, you know, I think, you know, that we have confidence, you know, in the guy, whoever's going to be, whether it's Sebastian at right tackle or left tackle or Dan in there at right guard or, you know, whoever may be at center, you know, just anywhere across the board. I think, you know, I think we're confident in the guys that we have. And, you know, so and we kind of just making our reads based off the scheme as opposed to what that person's going to do.
I'm always curious whether you guys are aware of criticism from outside media. I know you're aware of criticism from coaches and teammates. Randy Moss took some heat in this town and nationally last week. You know, former teammates like Chris Carter were saying things about him and other guys. Were you aware of the criticism? And because if you were aware, were you happy that he was able to come through with the performance he had yesterday?
You know, to a certain degree, I guess, you know, I mean, I guess I am aware, you know, obviously there's, you know, some of it gets back to me and I don't follow it much at all. I don't, you know, really watch a lot of, you know, sports talk shows and, you know, read the paper and stuff like that. And, you know, but obviously some of it, you know, gets back, you know, to me or to us. And, you know, and, you know, to be honest with you, like, I could really, you know, care less about, you know, people's opinion, you know, outside of our locker room. And I know it's almost, you know, cliche now, you know, everybody says that, but, you know, I mean, there's no need for us to, you know, kind of make as big a fuss about it as everyone else is doing. You know, we know what's, you know, what Randy can do. We know what's, you know, in our locker room. And, but, you know, I mean, having said that, I am, you know, glad that he was, you know, that he had a good game. But, you know, and that's the thing. I don't think he, like, went into this game and said, like, oh, well, because these guys are saying this, I'm going to go play harder this week. You know, it's ridiculous. I think that, you know, the type of person he is, we all know what kind of person and player he is. You know, just as much, you know, negative criticism, he had positive. So, I mean, it's ridiculous to me.
Well, I was going to ask you, I know he's a captain on this team. Is he a leader on this team? Is he one of the leaders of this team?
Yeah, I mean, he in every sense of the word. You know, I think, you know, we've got, you know, guys, some guys that are, you know, leaders by example. And we got, you know, some guys that are leader, you know, in speech. And I think he's actually, you know, he actually does both, you know, and that's, you know, he's animated. He's, you know, high intensity. And, you know, he's a hard worker, and he leads by example. And, you know, like I said, and that's why, you know, when, you know, he said something, you know, about his true fans and his teammates and those that are there for him, then, you know, that's, I mean, guys have bad games and, you know, and don't, I mean, he wasn't, it's not like he was happy about his performance, you know, he, you know, was frustrated too, but, you know, he's a pro.
Tom said he was the guy who did the post-game breakdown in the locker room after the game, and from what we understand, that's something that Teddy used to do, but now it's kind of gone from player to player. And how is that decided? I'm fascinated by that. How's that decided?
I think the first game, but just kind of, I don't even know how it happened. It just happened. You know, we're just kind of looking around like, oh man, I guess we need somebody else to do the breakdown. But, you know, I guess I don't know how that. You have to talk to them about that. I don't know how they decide who does it. But, yeah, you know, Randy did that, and, you know, like I said, he's, you know, the stuff like that when he's, you know, he's, you know, shows he's a leader, stuff in the locker room, stuff, you know, even in the huddle, there's times where, like, you guys might think he's, like, looking straight ahead, but he's actually talking to Tom. He just doesn't want to, you know, I mean, it's just, there's, like, tons of things that he does that you guys will never see that we already know.
Getting that road win, how big was that for you guys? It's very rare around these parts. I'm sure you know that a team has to wait, this team has to wait until late December to get a true road win. How important was that? How much of a point of emphasis was that in the locker room this week, kind of getting that monkey off your back?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, you know, to go far in the playoffs, there's a good chance that you're going to have to win on the road. You know, and, you know, for us, it was unfortunate that, you know, that we were able, or that we weren't able to, you know, to get it done, you know. And I think we had chances to win the games. We were in those games.
Tom has mentioned a couple times that really the only game where you guys were blown out was New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were in every single game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I mean, and I think it boils down to execution and focus. And, you know, we're able to do that for, you know, for four quarters, or for the most part for four quarters. And, again, it was, you know, it's been frustrating in that sense that we were in those games. We weren't able to finish them. But this one, you know, we were able to finish that. And it's December when you can make the argument that it, you know, counts the most now.
If you think about the running back stable on this team, you've got, you know, some leaders, veteran guys. You know, Kevin Falk's been around the game a little while. Fred Taylor's been around the game. You've been around the game a little while. And then you got a couple of younger guys with Ben Jarvis and Lawrence. Do you veteran guys make it a point to try to bring these younger guys along, not just by example, which I have a feeling is probably what you're more comfortable with, but at times, hey, come here for a minute. Let me talk to you about this. You know, I saw you doing this on that play where this might be a better. Do you do that sort of thing?
You know, sometimes maybe. I think it's, you know, I think a lot of times it kind of just happens as more of like a casual conversation as opposed to, you know, a veteran speaking to a younger player. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, I think there's, you know, there's things that, you know, that Fred may have seen or that Kevin may have seen and, you know, has helped me or, you know, just, you know, vice versa. So I think the leadership is kind of more just, it's kind of more seen just, like I said, just in casual conversations as opposed to, hey, you know, let me show you something, you know, kind of, and it's not so formal, but it's just kind of more just, you know, just in casual conversation.
Is Lawrence a young guy who takes to it? Is he accepting of the casual conversation, the critiques, the suggestions, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, and that's saying, like I said, I we all are. You know, I mean, there's, like I said, there's things where, you know, that, you know, somebody may have seen something, whether it was in the game, whether it's protection-wise or something a couple of weeks ago or, when, you know, whatever it may be. You know, so, I mean, but, yeah, I think we're all, you know, open to learning and helping the team win.
What kind of an impact has Fred Taylor had on this team and specifically with you guys among the running backs? We haven't seen him a whole lot over the last few months because of the injury, but what kind of behind-the-scenes impact has he had on you guys?
Yeah, Fred is great. You know, I think he brings a lot to our team. And even, you know, even now he's not, you know, on the field as much or in the games. But, you know, I mean, really, you know, just his presence is big for us and you know, because we still see him, you know, on the day-to-day and, you know, and he's still, you know, in there, you know, watching film with us and stuff. So, you know, obviously he's, you know, brings a lot of veteran leadership. And like I said, I think he's been great for us.
Well, congratulations on the win yesterday. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
I know this is sort of a weird week in that regard for football and family and Christmas. And Bill even talked about it, about how, you know, he's cognizant of the fact that there are families involved and kids involved and I think he'll probably be making some adjustments to the schedule this week. But best of luck to you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Definitely. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Good.